All right, y'all. So we're in a message series that we have titled Strong in the Lord. And that comes from Ephesians chapter 6. And the idea is this: as we begin this season, we want to do everything we can do to help you guys have spiritual victories this season. And so we're studying what's called the armor of God. Now, last week, we talked about the belt of truth. The belt of truth is what holds the breast of righteousness in place, that we'll talk about a little bit more today. Now, if you missed that last week, you can listen to that message on the MRO podcast from Daytona if you want to go back and check that out. But here's the idea, and we said this last week, that if you give the enemy an inch, he's going to take more than just that. And so if you give the enemy ground, he's going to take more than just what you gave up. Okay, and for Christians, there's a spiritual battle that we're in, whether we like it or not. And so we want to help you guys have spiritual victories this season. And we're going to talk about today the second part of the armor of God, and that's going to be the breastplate of righteousness. Now, we all understand that if you go into a battle, this is an important part of your body to cover, to protect, to guard. And the same is true for us spiritually. The Apostle Paul gives us this imagery of how to have spiritual victories in our lives over the enemy. So we'll start in verse 10 again today, and I'm going to share a couple things before we get to that verse. But let's start in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power." And make sure we note that as we read through this each week. It's in His power, not our own power, that we're fighting these battles, right? Goes on to say, so put on the full armor of God that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, or it would say strategies in the New Living Translation maybe. As I was thinking about that, I was thinking of a time I remember when I was 16 or 17 years old. I was in a McDonald's parking lot, and I saw this guy. He had these three cards, and I don't know if you've ever seen somebody do this game where they move the cards, and he was moving the cards, and I was watching the card, and there was somebody who had bet him $20, you know, that they could follow the card. Well, I was standing there watching this whole thing happen, and I could follow the card like no problem at all. It was so easy. I'm like, well, absolutely, I'll get in on this game. So I throw my $20 down. And then all of a sudden, the card starts moving really, really fast. Faster than it was the time before. And what I didn't know was the guy who I was watching was in on the scheme as well. Right? And so they got my 20. Now, I've learned some things in life since then. But a scheme is a crafted plan. There's something behind it. Okay? And it's also hard to catch. It's hard to see. That's why the scriptures tell us to be alert and of sober mind so that we can pay attention to how the enemy is trying to scheme against us. And therefore, that's why God's word teaches us to put on the full armor of God. And then it says in verse 12, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Now, we said this last week too, that our battle is not against people. Though sometimes we're frustrated with people, there's a spiritual element to that where the enemy's trying to create division. Right now, this may not be a spiritual battle yet, okay? But last year, I was on the road one weekend, and my wife was back home. And she lovingly volunteered for me to be on our HOA board at home, just because she loves me and cares that much about me and thought I should do that. And so it's not, you know, I love where I live. All the people are great, but they're discussing like how many lights do we need and all these different things. And you have to have those conversations. But here's what I know, that if we're not careful, like conversations that revolve around those types of things, if we're not careful, can lead us into places in our lives where our mouths are saying things that they shouldn't be saying. And when we do that, we'll talk about that a little bit more here in a few minutes. But that's an area where the enemy tries to scheme against us, right? I mean, we tend to sometimes look at things only from my vantage point, right? And it's hard to put on other people's shoes, but really God calls us to care for other people that way, to be considerate of others and to love others and be mindful of them. And so therefore, since the enemy's scheming against us, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, and we probably don't need to convince us of that, so you'll be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. We talked about that last week. And with the breastplate of righteousness in place. Now, we first have to understand what the word righteousness means. It means this. It means to be in right standing with God. That's why we're fighting spiritual battles. If we're doing it correctly, we're doing it in His power, not in our own power. So when we're trying to fight spiritual battles from our own righteousness, our own moral behavior, that's a bad place to fight spiritual battles from. And so righteousness is being in right standing with God. Here's what the scripture says about righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 through 21. All of this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us. I've got that circled in my notes. He gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ. Watch this. And not counting people's sins against them. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Here's another word for us to take note of. It's we. That's us. That's all of us in this room. That's all of us who have trusted the Lord. We all have a ministry here. And it says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, and though God were making His appeal through us. And I just want to remind us that God is working through each one of us here in this place. God has chosen to work through you. God has chosen to work through us together. God has given us that message of reconciliation to share with this community. So it says, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. And here's the message of righteousness. Here's the message of how to be in right standing with God. This is the message of God's righteousness, is that He made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. That is the message of the gospel. That is the good news of Christ. Let me read it again. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Christ, in Him, we might become the righteousness of God. And so when it talks about the breastplate of righteousness, it's His righteousness, not our own. Now, there's a couple things to this that I want to share with you. One, when it comes to being declared righteous and in right standing with God, putting on that breastplate of righteousness, God has imparted righteousness on us. God gave that to us as a gift. That can't be earned. That's only received, right? That's what it says in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, that we're saved by God's grace through faith. And so the first part of that is that it's imparted on us. But the second part is this. We're called to pursue righteousness as Christians living here today. And here's what I want us to talk about as we close. Pursuing righteousness and guarding your heart. Because pursuing righteousness and right living will definitely save you from some self-inflicted wounds, right? I mean, we can all understand that. When I was a teenager, I drove a little bit fast, right? I don't drive as fast anymore, but I drove a little fast as a teenager. Here's what I've learned. If you don't want a ticket, drive the speed limit. This, I mean, like on the highway, right? I mean, or wherever, not here, but you get what I'm saying, right? If you do the right thing and you live right, we'll save ourselves from heartache. And God has given us instruction in His Word because it's good for us, because it saves us. It guards our lives, and God wants to give us His Word to protect us from self-inflicted wounds. And I know we've all got them. But remember, we're not fighting for righteousness. We're putting on His righteousness. But when we live righteous the way that God has shown us, it will definitely save us some heartache in life. Here's the second thing, and this one's so important for us today, is to guard your heart. So important to guard your heart. Okay, now, when Paul gave this imagery, he used a Roman soldier. And so it started with the belt of truth, and then the second piece was the breastplate of righteousness. Now, this belt, we talked about this before, it's not like the belt that I have on today. This belt, the belt of truth, held the breastplate of righteousness in place. And so without truth, you can't have a breastplate of righteousness. It's all founded and held together by the truth of God's word. That's what should be leading us in our lives, not our... So when it talks about the heart, when the Bible talks about the heart, we're not talking about protecting the vital organ. We're talking about protecting who we are in Christ, our soul, our spirit, those things, right? Because the prophet Jeremiah said the heart is deceitful above all else. Jesus said, "For from the heart come thoughts of evil, slander, and gossip." And so we got to not just, hey, trust your heart. We got to trust the truth of God's word. And I know it's hard to get right all the time, but that is what should be leading us, because when our heart is leading us and it's not covered by the armor of God, we're exposed to things of the enemy. So here's what we'll read last. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 24 here. It says, "My son, pay attention to what I say and turn your ear to my words." That means listen in. Listen up. "Do not let them out of your sight and keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to one's body." That means when God's word is on our heart, it protects our heart. And then it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And keep your mouth free from perversity, and keep corrupt talk from your lips." And I bet at some point in time, we've all been part of a conversation that we walked away from and said, "That wasn't a godly conversation, and I shouldn't have been a part of that," right? And so I want us to think about that today, because what we say, the words we speak, if we're not careful, gives the enemy an opportunity to work in our heart. And when we're not trusting that, when we're not believing the best about people, those we love, when we're caught up in gossip or slander, we are exposed to the enemy, right? We've given him a way to work in our heart. And so that's why the armor of God is so important. The belt of truth, but then after that, the breastplate of righteousness. That we choose to put that on, that we walk in God's ways because it protects our heart. And so that's my prayer for you guys today, that we would guard our hearts with the breastplate of His righteousness and in His mighty power. I'm going to pray for us real quick. Next weekend, we're going to be meeting in the Media Center building in Las Vegas. I don't know exactly which room we'll have yet, but we'll text you guys and let you know. And then also, if you guys have something that you want to put in the offering, I always forget to say that. So Jenny, I remember to say that today. So our team is in the back on your way out. But let me pray for you guys and then we'll go. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much, God. For your living word. Thank you for your presence with us. And God, as we read that text, God, we know that if we have to put on the armor of God, it means we don't always have it on. And so God, help us to be mindful of the areas, the ways that the enemy can try to scheme against you and your word and twist and confuse your word. So God, I pray that you would help your people do that today. God, would you be with them, bless them, protect them, and God, give them a safe day of racing in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. We love you. Appreciate you. Have an awesome day.